Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We got started a little late, technical problems, yes, so we're running 5 minutes or so late. But those of you listening on the archive, you're okay. You're not aware of this. Okay. So first, let me repeat a couple of great concerts that are coming up in a few weeks from now. Actually, it's December 4th. At Park East, it will be Helfgott with Shimon Farkash. And at the Manhattan Beach Synagogue, it will be Pinchas Cohn, who is the chazan at Manhattan Beach, together with Yankee Lemmer and Netanel Herstick. So I'll give you more of the details about those two concerts, but you might want to make plans. I also point out to you that a couple of things are happening at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. First of all, next Sunday, it'll be a tribute to the memory of, it's the 20th Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Kahane. Take place at 7 o'clock. Guest speakers will be Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn, the rabbi at Westside Institutional, Helen Friedman, Executive Director of Americans for Safe Israel, Barry Farber, radio host, you know him, Assemblyman Dov Hyken, and Barry Slotnick Esquire, who was the defense counsel for Rabbi Kahane. There'll be a musical interlude, compositions by Cecilia Margulies. So that's at 7 o'clock on November 7th. I'll be there. I look forward to seeing you. And then, of course, the Kumsitz. Don't want to miss this Kumsitz. It's going to take place on November 20th, Motzi Shabbos. The Shabbos ends real early, probably at 5 o'clock. You'll have plenty of time to get there. It will start at 9, maybe a little earlier. And Danny Gildar, the world's greatest accompanist for Chazanim and other Jewish singers, will be at the piano. There'll be a lot of cantors dropping in, and you drop in, and we'll hear you sing, we'll hear them sing. We'll have a good time. I'm the MC for that evening. It's $20. It includes refreshments, tea, coffee, and, I believe, wine. If you are interested in making sure that you can attend, I'll send you the flyer, which gives you that information. Just contact me at CBJ Music. Those of you who are on my email distribution will get it. You'll get all the information. Okay, with all that, let's get right to the Chazanis. I was playing Hirschman last week, and Alex got me thinking that I really haven't been playing enough of Mordechai Hirschman. He's so terrific. He really, really is one of the greats. So just haven't been playing enough of him. Let's go to two classics. You know, I keep an index of what I've been playing, and I noticed that these two selections, it's been a long time. So let's hear Das Yiddish Lied. It's a classic of cantor Mordechai Hirschman.
Sie sah er, welcome is good. In any temple in heaven I've been, in the east Christ has shown this in a sheer meat cabone. In her bones I love,
Oh, Дорогого Миколаю, и подами пенини мего. Ой, ноги меня, и стой, 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 и рано ой, моё.
Das Yiddish Lied. Mordechai Hirschman, born in 1888. He died in 1940. He was born in the Ukrainian town of Chernigov. His first major appointment was at the Great Synagogue of Vilna in 1913. At the outbreak of World War I, he was drafted for military service in the Russian army, but his beautiful voice so pleased the commanding officer that he was released from duty and continued to serve the Vilna Synagogue for 7 years. He came to the States, and this next selection is certainly a classic of his. Before I get to the next selection, I'm sad to report that cantor Hyman Gisser passed away. The funeral is tomorrow, November 2nd. He was for 50 years at Congregation Bethel in Montreal. And I have to go up to my collection. I know I have some recordings of his, so sometime in the near future, I hopefully will find it and play some of cantor Hyman Gisser, who sadly passed away yesterday, and the funeral is Tuesday, tomorrow. I'll get more information about Cantor Gisser. Okay, I was talking about Elu Devorim, the classic of Hirschman's. It was recorded in August of 1926. So 26 was at 84 years ago, ages ago.
Kevin, a guy in the
Many of you who have been acquainted with my program over the years know that one of my mentors was Yossi Beer, still is, and the Beer family, they felt that Hirschman was one of the all-time greatest. He has certain clarity, certain beauty in his voice, and he certainly was one of the greats, for sure. Okay, we're going to hear a couple of selections, two or three selections of Moshe Genshoff. We're going to start with the Kiddush. Moshe Genshoff.
Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, vay peri. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav v'ratzavanu, v'shabbos kodeshai v'yavon hatzar. Mishabas kochecha,
two different Ritzeis. First comes Ritzei Vimnuchosenu. Moshe Gantchoff. Okay, the next selection is another Gantchoff selection, but it's from a series that was done by Mordechai Sobel. It was called In Those Days, At This Time, something like that. And what he did is he took classics. He's got Kopp of Kagan and Hirschman and Rosenblatt and Gantchoff and others, Sirota. And he added orchestra, and he added a choir. Now, look, I've heard mixed reactions. Some people think it's a desecration, and other people think it's great. And I leave it to you. I don't want to pass judgment on this. It's interesting. Let me just say it's interesting. So let's hear This is Ritzei Hashem, and it's Genshoff. It's from a series that Mordechai Sobel put together where he remastered some of the greats. And let's see how you like it.
Thank you.
A production, Lou Simcha. What's your take on that? I gotta find out. Okay, the next cantor, interesting cantor, Aryeh Leib Rutman. He was born in 1866 and he died in 1935. Well, you would think that in the 20s or the 30s that you would have had some of his recordings. But it's an interesting story about him, which I'll tell you. First of all, he was born in Russia, in Zhlobin. As a boy, he traveled throughout Russia as a choir singer. Just as an aside, you'll find that one of the things in common with most of the great cantors is when they were young, as children, they sang in choirs. And I think that added something to their soul, if you will, so that it was real soul music. Anyway, Rutman became cantor at posts throughout Russia, Bobroysk, Slonim, Odessa, and Kremenchuk. While in Warsaw, Rutman was regarded second only to the then-famous cantor Razumny. Because of his growing reputation, Rutman was selected by Zonophone Records to be the first cantor to be featured on their European label. He made a few phonograph discs, but soon became annoyed when the tedious process of such performances was just too tedious for him. So he abandoned the contract, and it was completed by Zavol Kvartin. As a result, Kvartin soon became world famous, while Rutman remained relatively unknown, though considered a cantor's cantor. In 1913, he came to the United States on a visit, and he remained here because of the outbreak of World War I. Here he served at Kehillat Jeshurun of New York and at posts in Detroit and Boston. Okay, now my friend clearly a maven. I mean, I don't mean that in any negative sense. Absolutely a maven of Chazanis, my friend Israel Gordon, Rabbi Israel Gordon, thinks that Rutman was one of the greatest cantors who ever lived. Unfortunately, the recordings don't do justice, from what I understand. They just don't do justice. And as you heard, he really wasn't up to recording as recordings became improved. This is over 100 years ago, next recording of Kilek Achtov was recorded over 100 years ago.
Oh,
Let's hear one more selection of his about 100 years ago. 100 years ago, that's incredible, isn't it? When you think of how primitive the recordings were at the early turn of the century, I collect all the trollers, and this whole hobby of mine started from another hobby of collecting old Edison and RCA Victrolas, but that's all on the website if you read my bio. I won't bore you with all those details. So let's go to R.A. Leib Rutman with the Shamru.
Oh, Leben ist Gott.
Bad for a recording of 100 years ago, is it? Okay. I haven't played the Moshe Telishevsky for quite a while. This is sort of a classic. V'ha'er Einenu. Moshe Telishevsky.
The Ha'er Einenu Besoirosechu Vedahabei Vedau Vekribeinu Bemitzvoisechu The Ha'er Einenu Besoirosechu Vidabek libeinu libeinu b'mitzvot yisrachu. Beyachet libeinu leyabo liyereshem v'echo v'loin yivo ולא ניקו עליהם ולא ניקו של ליוילום ליוילום בובר כי בשם קודשכו אדודו לגיבוי ואנו ירו בתוכנו ורחמך הוא השם אלוקינו מחסודך הוא רבי מחסודך הוא רבי על יעזבונו נסח שלום בואו על יעזבונו נסח שלום בואו אל יעזבו ונצח שלום בומן מהר 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 ויובי ויובי יולינו עלינו ברוך ושלוי מהיר 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 ויהיו ויהיו לינו ברוך ומשון מהיר ובאבינו לשלוים מיור בו מיור בו כל פוסו
Moshe Telishevsky. Well, the next cantor lived to a ripe age of, ripe old age of 96 years old. You know who that was? Yes, Shmuel Vagoda, born in 1894. He died in 1990. He was born in Dobrzyn, Poland, into a cantorial family. His parents settled in Hungary while he was a youngster, and he was sent to religious education in Pressburg. His father taught him singing, and as a boy, he sang in the choirs of his father and other cantors. You know, just as an aside, you know, I always point out again and again, the greats all sang in choirs as children, and I rue the fact that we don't have children's choirs here because it's where it all starts. It's where the soul music starts to develop, and perhaps someday we'll have those choirs brought back. His music education was supplemented at the conservatories in Kolozsvár and Budapest. While still in his teens, Vagoda became chief cantor at the Arena Temple in Budapest. After touring the continent, he accepted the invitation from the Hungarian congregation Ohev Tzedek in New York, where he assumed the cantorial post, succeeding Jussula Rosenblatt. Let's hear Shmuel Vagoda and Meloch.
Elokeinu Ve'elokeinu Melech al kol ho'olam kulam
כבודך. והנושאי על כל האורס יקורך. והייפה בהדר גיוב ובונותך על כל יום שווי סבל ארצך. וידע כל בבר כי אטופי על אדם ויום אבין כבל יצור כי אתה, כי אתה יצרת. ויום אמר כל השחר נשמו ביעקב, כל השחר נשמו ביעקב, עד השם אלוהי ישראל מלך על הלכוסו בחל מושלו.
Make all
That's a recording about 80 years ago. It was recorded somewhere late 20s, the early 30s. Interesting. There's certainly classics of his that I should be playing, and I will. I will. I'll get around to it. Just stick with me. Sooner or later, we'll get to everything, right? Anyway, tomorrow is Election Day, and I'm not going to preach to you. You know. Who you're going to vote for, and I hope it's the right person. And a couple of things I just want to remind you of. I want to remind you that next Sunday there's a tribute on the 20th yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Kahane, taking place that Sunday, November 7th at 7 o'clock at the West Side Institutional Synagogue at 120 West 76th Street. That's between Columbus and Amsterdam Avenue. The guest speaker is Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn and my Helen Friedman, Americans for Safe Israel Executive Director. Helen is returning tomorrow from a fabulous trip to Haaretz, where she took a chizuk group, and you'll hear her giving some of her feedback at that session. Barry Farber, distinguished talk radio host. Assemblyman Dov Hykind and Barry Slotnick Esquire, who was the defense counsel for Rabbi Kahane. Now, you do know that had the government followed up on his killer, who was in Jersey City, he had all the plans about destroying the World Trade Center in Arabic, but they never ever looked into those papers. And really, the killing of Meir Kahane was the beginning of the Muslim terrorist attack on America. That's the facts. So it should be a very, very interesting evening, and I wish... Oh, and Cecilia Margulies will be presenting some music, some compositions that she wrote for this occasion. And what's... I want to tell you that Shannon Teller, our friend Shannon, has organized that evening. So I look forward to seeing you there next Sunday, November 7th, at the West Side Institutional Synagogue. And I look forward to seeing you on the 20th, Motzei Shabbos, at 9 o'clock at the West Side Institutional Synagogue. Danny Gildar will be there at the piano. Many chazanim will be coming, and you'll be coming, and there'll be a lot of singing, not just chazanis. It'll be all a mixture, and it's $20 admission. I'm the MC for that evening. There'll be wine and dessert and coffee and cake and whatever. A fun evening, a wonderful evening, a Freilichkeit and Yiddishkeit, as they say, a Kumsitz. It's the first one of what hopefully will be many at the West Side Institutional Synagogue. Look forward to seeing you there then. Motzei Shabbos, the 20th of November. In any event, thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone. Again, don't forget to vote tomorrow.